Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting today with City Manager Ron Fear and City Commissioner Mark Hattasol. The Manhattan City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in City Hall. Number of ways you can participate in that. You can attend in person. Masks required indoors at all city spaces. And we also have that available on cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, and the Facebook page as well. We're talking about the strategic plan that is going to be on the agenda here tonight, the discussion on the final draft of that. I know there's been quite a bit of community engagement here. I'm curious if the two of you are pleased with the amount of participation that's had, because a lot of times when you have something like this, you want the feedback, but the feedback is usually kind of low on many of these things.
It is, and I think this latest round has been people have had other things on their minds, and we, I would say overall, since we've initiated the project, we've had excellent participation. Certainly, if you look at the whole process, we had a great steering committee that was very representative of the community, and they did a great job of reaching out to constituent groups and providing feedback. So that was really the last spring, and certainly during the summer, we held a lot of different events in the public for folks to comment on, and I think we had great participation. We've had some decent participation this year. So, for example, I think we had about 253 visitors to the website on the survey, with about 123 actual contributors, and just they've helped. Again, they were asked to hit those, identify the top seven critical action steps. So just the top five that came out of that exercise were to, number one, continue to maintain city streets. That's been pretty important, and we've heard that quite a bit. Address flooding and pursue mitigation efforts is another one. Number three was fund the city's bicycle and pedestrian systems plan. Number four was to build and maintain adequate fund balances. And number five was to evaluate the feasibility of providing a community indoor aquatic center. So obviously some of those items have had some work, ongoing work with different committees. And so that's just, there were about 20 top priorities there. And that'll be a lot of the discussion. And that's really kind of where we're looking for guidance this evening from the commission is, you know, do they concur with those? You know, are there, they have other higher priorities? You know, so that'll be a lot of the discussion we'll have with them.
Yeah, the next group that did most of the strategic planning, they really went out of their way to try to get public input. And so my concern sometimes is that we only end up hearing kind of from the activists that have a specific project that they're wanting to push forward. But I think the steering committee kind of balances all that out, because it is was a good representation of the community. And I know there was a city administration had a lot of input to also provide some kind of balance to make sure that all different positions were represented and all different ideas were brought forward for consideration. And then it's a matter of kind of the community ranking the priorities and then the commission here eventually doing that also.
With respect to the bicycle improvements there for bicycle lanes, whatever, are you seeing that to be a more of a growing concern? I have noticed there's quite a few people who do ride bikes throughout our community.
Yeah, definitely. It's always been something that's been strong, and you know, some of the bike share programs as well as the scooters have certainly created a different aspect of that. So as we build different infrastructure projects, that's something we try to put in place to accommodate the recommended improvements that we have. Sometimes we're limited based on right-of-way, but if we can purchase additional right-of-way to do that, we are looking at some specific improvements in Aggieville on North Manhattan, as well as North Manhattan north of Aggieville. There are bike lanes there, but we're looking at what's called, referred to as a cycle track, which would put those, the bike lane on North Manhattan on the southbound side gets quite a bit of use, but the one on the north side, people are going to campus, so they feel inconvenienced by that. So one of the new trends is to put those together in a two-lane and then have a little divider to separate it from traffic. And so that's one of the things we're looking at to make it safer, trying to try to get that cyclist away from the pedestrian so they're not on the same trail, especially when you have large numbers of cyclists and pedestrians. Those don't mix very well. And trying to coordinate that with K-State, too, on their bike paths that they have on campus. So those are those are important. And, you know, you have all kinds of cyclists. You've got commuters that are pretty serious, that don't mind riding with traffic. And then you have families, and you have kids biking to school, which don't have that experience necessarily. So trying to create infrastructure that accommodates all those riders is always a challenge, but it's something that certainly a lot of people desire and is reasonable.
It's always difficult to go back in, and it's always expensive to go back and try to add bike lanes to established roads and such. And so, yeah, it's, a lot of this will occur in new areas. And then as like we're doing in Aggieville, when we rebuild and do a major reconstruction of stuff, of the roads and infrastructure, that's when a lot of that stuff will probably be implemented and give us that opportunity to do it while we're already tearing up other stuff, go ahead and put it back in then. So it's going to be a bit of a longer term project to kind of get the plan completely implemented. But as we move along, we've made a ton of progress in the last 5 to 7 years of getting some nice roadways for the bicyclists. And like I say, with the Link scooters, we'd like to get them off of the roads and off of the sidewalks. And if we can get them into a bicycle lane, that would be great.
I agree. I think it's one of the biggest issues that faces our city, honestly, because I got behind somebody. I was over by Teddy Roosevelt Elementary the other day and just happened to be on one of the side streets, got right behind a scooter guy. And good thing I was paying attention. You have to pay attention. You got to be a defensive driver anymore, especially in the city, because they'll just pop out of nowhere and you'll see a scooter driver or a bicyclist. And yeah, so I think that's a great opportunity here for improvement for sure. As far as so this will be a discussion point. Let's let listeners know that this will be voted on here eventually, just not right away.
Right. So again, this is really kind of the last open discussion item, kind of a work session item with the commission to kind of make all the final details of it, and then all of the information that's been collected we'll put into a final form, and looking at bringing that back at the second legislative meeting in November for the commission to formally adopt.
Okay.
And then it becomes a working document after that. So I would say they'll likely see that as part of their retreat for next year to say, okay, here's what our strategic plan says that we should be focusing on. Do you agree? And as we develop goals for 22 and beyond, that's a document that we plan to readily utilize.
Overall, Mark, what would you say as far as, you know, spending money on a strategic plan like this? I know the city's never done something quite like this project. Money well spent?
I think so. There are those people that complain anytime we spend any money on studies, and because for whatever reason they figure that it's a foregone conclusion what they're going to find, or they just tell us what we already knew. And so the nice thing about this is we had an idea of what the community kind of felt was a priority, but it's nice to be able to find out exactly what they consider to be the priority. And I don't know if one of the points of this was we were hoping to have some of the input back in time for this year's budgetary discussion, but definitely for next year we'll be able to kind of filter some of the budget discussions through the strategic plan, and to kind of make sure that we're getting the important stuff into the budget, and then what the community thinks is important into the budget, and then the things that are less important, we'll have to see what's available. And hopefully at some point we've got this pile of ARPA money from the federal government, and I don't know, it's pretty got a lot of strings attached to it, so I don't know how that will fit into some of these needs that the community has, but hopefully we can make good advantage of that at some point here too.
Just as an example, in our cover memos for each particular item on the city agenda, there'll be a strategic plan heading. You know, does this conform with strategic plan? You know, which priority level was it with strategic plan? So that's just something that is a way to keep it in front of the governing body, as well as the staff, as well as the community, so they know that we're working to achieve those goals. But it really does create a roadmap, and it's one that we'll revisit and reprioritize and visit on a regular basis.
And as the city commission turns over, whether there is any of that turnover this year or not, we don't know. But going forward, with staff turnover at the city and with commission turnover, at least we've still got something kind of underpinning the direction that the city wants to go. And so that'll be a nice side benefit also.
All right. Well, we'll step aside, take a break, and more in focus is coming up after these words here on News Radio KMAN.